the other day. Unfortunately, he wasn't quite prepared. And there were some things that I was hoping he would mention, but he didn't get to, so begging the blessings of Srila Gurudev, I'd like to speak 1 or 2 minutes just on how this has all come about, how so many devotees are standing or sitting here and listening to Srila Gurudev's wonderful lectures. So this all actually began, of course, with all previous acharyas. But in the West here, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to all of us, he preached the whole world. Over 12 years, he traversed the world 14 times and established 108 temples. So the question arose, Srila Gurudev asked the other day, why has he done so? So of course we all know that he has done so to establish the root of Vaishnava philosophy throughout the entire world. Of course it is established within Bharat Bhumi, but within the whole world, Western cultures, Eastern cultures, this Vaishnava philosophy was barely even heard of before, until Srila Prabhupada and some of his previous godbrothers had ventured to the West. Srila Prabhupada had achieved monstrous success establishing what he called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So his purpose was to lay down the foundations of a great house within which all the world could live. What is that world? That world is the association of all Vaishnava devotees. That we could all come together and live under the one roof. That roof was our Vaishnava Sampradaya. Unfortunately, as time went by, as our Srila Prabhupada predicted, due to our lack of knowledge and our lack of establishment within the culture of Vaishnavism, we had some difficulty with our ISKCON movement. No harm and no criticism. Just as years went by, somehow or other we forgot the very principle that Prabhupada came and gave us was Sadhu Sangha. Prabhupada came and Prabhupada gave us his Sangha, even though I wasn't fortunate enough to be in Srila Prabhupada's association. But somehow or other our society forgot that very important principle. They thought that when Prabhupada had left, that oh, he has given us everything. So no need for any Sadhu Sangha. Unfortunately, this caused the, without being rude, the watering down of our ISKCON society. And unfortunately, as years went by, this became more and more apparent. Then from within the depth of the ISKCON movement rose a great Vaishnavacharya. His name was Srila Gauranga Vindaswamy. So we heard some of his glories the other day. But what we don't realise is the great connection between A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and our beloved Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. The purpose of Srila Prabhupada came was to lay a foundation and to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. My beloved Guru Maharaj, Nityalila Pavistam Vishnupada Paramahamsa, Pararadi Gachara, Srila Gauranga Govindaswamy, told me once, the reason I'm travelling all over the world is to bring them back to Prabhupada. Those that had left Srila Prabhupada's movement due to weakness or due to lack of association, whatever. And he said, due to the fact that they weren't taking Sadhu Sangha. And he preached this so heavily to us, so heavily, that all he heard was Sadhu Sangha, Guru Tattva, Jiva Tattva. And the funny thing is, he used to say to us, you should scrutinize Guru very carefully. So for the last 7 days, we've been sitting here scrutinizing. Is his personality before us really a guru? Is he really qualified to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death? Can he really give us what Shastra is telling us can be given by a real sadhu, Guru Vaishnava? So then my Guru Maharaj said to us, one class he was sitting, many, many days he'd been speaking as Guru Tattva, and he said, you should scrutinize Guru very carefully. Then at the end of the class he said, because Baba, Guru will scrutinize you. So then he spoke on Shishya Tattva. What is the qualification of the disciple? So perhaps for the last 7 days, We've been sitting here scrutinizing whether our Gurudev is very qualified. But we should also understand that he's been looking deep into our all hearts. We may be at the back, maybe somewhere else, maybe we're cooking, doing something, we can't even be in the class. But Gurudev is looking at us all, our real Sagar, what we're doing. And he's offering that to Krishna for us. Because our ability is very diminished. We're so fallen, at least for myself, I'm so fallen. I'm standing before all my senior god brothers and sisters here, and I'm the lowest one. Somehow or other, I've been asked to speak this thing. So, what was the reason that Srila Gaura Swami came? He came to re-establish the principle of Sadhu Sangha within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, and to open the door for all Vaishnavas within that movement and throughout the world who had misconceptions of what is a sadhu. And what that door opened was a doorway through which we could all receive the holy association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Please, this you won't find in Shastra. This is my speculation. So please forgive me for any fault. But I've seen as years went by, some people were saying, oh, your Gurudev left untimely. I don't believe that was so. I think he had finished his wonderful seva to Srila Prabhupada and to his beloved associate, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Some say that our beloved Gurudev never met my Guru Maharaj. I don't believe it. Even if they never physically met. I know. Even if they didn't, some say, I don't care. Because sadhus can do anything. And if they want to meet together, they can meet lifetime after lifetime. What to speak in the holy land of Vrindavan and in Goloka Vrindavan, where they are performing their wonderful pastimes to Radha and Krishna. But yes, I know they did meet. And many, there are some devotees here who are actually with Gurudev, including Ram Maharaj and Madhava Maharaj, when they met. But we won't get into that. Because the reason he came was to open the doorway into ISKCON so that our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, could bring all of those devotees there and all of those devotees outside back into the real ISKCON, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And what is the proof of that? That sitting before us today, we have disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. We have disciples of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. We have disciples of Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. Speaker. We have disciples of who have I missed? Other disciples. Bhaktivedanta Bhaman Maharaj. Any other?
Bhakti
Vaibhava Rani Maharaj, Premanandas Prabhu's Guru. And so many other Sadhu Sanghas are there. So this is the real International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because international not only means throughout the world, but it also means throughout the Vaishnava world. That Srila Gurudev has taught us how to do Sadhu Sangha, how to honour all Vaishnavas, how to honour all gurus. And on his wonderful Vrindavan Parakram, he also gets so many other Vaishnavas to speak. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj,
Tirtha Maharaj,
Madhava
Maharaj,
Sanyas
Maharaj,
Bharati Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, all so many, thousands.
So is this the International Society for Krishna Consciousness or not? So now we get to the third point. What is the purpose of our Gurudev coming? So our Gurudev has come to help Srila Prabhupada finish his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. He's come to help Srila Gaura Govinda Swami to re-establish those principles that he established as Sadhu Sangha. And he has come to give us the highest thing, which is that prema dana. That understanding, because one thing that Srila Prabhupada stressed was to chant so many rounds, do that thing. And over years, we thought that that was the highest thing. And Gurudev came and said, no, actually that is minimum. It's not the lowest thing, but it's minimum. Highest thing, he's come to establish what is our goal from all of this, these years that we've been practicing Krishna consciousness. Some of us haven't had that goal. So Srila Gurudev has come to establish the goal of Krishna consciousness, which is to re-establish the relationship we have with Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna through the via medium of sadhus. And so many wonderful sadhu Vaishnavas are coming with Srila Gurudev. And now I've come to the point of thanks. I'd like to thank on behalf of all of you here tonight our beloved Srila Gurudev, who is 81, 82 years old. He's travelling all over the world. He's taking on so much strain, on what appears to be strain, to come and give us this message. So we are so very fortunate that these sadhus take on this great pressure. My Guru Maharaj used to say, I am expelling so much spiritual blood for you. So also our beloved Srila Gurudev is expecting so much spiritual blood for us. So we owe him our life. And if we can somehow give our life to him, then our life will be perfect, and his mission is already perfect, and it will be even more perfect. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, please go. Then again, with him, he is bringing so many of his senior devotees coming to preach to us. As Shamarani Devi, Madhava Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj, Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, Yasudhuna Prabhu, Vajana Prabhu, Pundarik Prabhu, and not to forget
Vrindavan Vilasini.
Vrindavan Vilasini. And not to forget those devotees who are serving in the background, which is how to say.
Jagannath Prabhu. Very big preacher, Jagannath Prabhu.
Jagannath Prabhu. And also Tunga Vidyadi and Vrindadidi, who show us how to serve.
So they speak so high.
So high.
Yes.
Very wonderful associates. But then again, also there are those devotees who have helped us in this area here to bring this festival to you and to invite you all here and to invite Srila Gurudev here. And my special thanks go to Premananda Brahmachari, who for 5-6 years worked very hard. Also to Krishnadas Brahmachari. Dear Krishnadas Brahmachari is a little bit of help. He distributes books all the time.
Radhanath Brahmachari.
Radhanath Prabhu is all the time. Radhanath Prabhu is all the time. And Mr. Dennis, yes, I mentioned. Where?
You mentioned already.
Huh?
You have mentioned already.
Yeah, already. And my special thanks go to probably the most inspirational devotees here in our association that we all take a lot of shelter from, although they don't realise it. It's Devananda Prabhu, Surati Dini, and Kavi Prabhu. And also Prajnanath Prabhu and his wife and daughters. Also, Prajnanath Prabhu. Prajnanath Prabhu. And also Paramananda Puri Prabhu and Prajnanath Shwari Prabhu. We couldn't forget the babies who are helping so much. And also my wife Rajni Devi. And Yulisu Prabhu. And actually, all others who are helping us, all devotees who have worked so hard in the kitchen, and also all of the devotees here present now who have come to hear this Hare Katha, and make this festival the most successful ever. Jai Gaura Kumbhi here.
And Dino Vandapu and his family, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm very happy that this festival is well organized. No complaint from anywhere. Prasadam very sweet, very delicious. Our classes also for. You should know one thing, that first ISKCON was established by Chaturmukha Brahma, our first guru. He is the founder, Acharya of ISKCON, and his disciples, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Sanat Kumar, four and all. They are ISKCON really. They are preachers. And after that, or so many. Especially in Kali Yuga, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbadi, and others. And in this line, Madhvendra Puri, he is the root seed. Especially in Kali Yuga. And then his disciple, Ishwar Puripada. And then Nityananda Prabhu. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ishwar Puripad. And then Sarup Damodar. All these are all ideal
ISKCON.
You should always know. After that, in that line, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Really, they are ISKCON. Or the president now was Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He sent one arm through whom Siddha Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, giving him sannyas. And then he translated that ISKCON name or what?
In English.
Only name he has kept in him. He is not founder Acharya of his song. Founder Acharya who? Or from originally from Brahma. It was established really by Krishna. So you are all ISKCON. Don't think that we are not. We are ISKCON. I am ISKCON. I am not different from ISKCON. I am Bhakti Vedanta. You know? Myself, Bhakti. And Swami, you are what? So, real successor I am of Bhakti Vedanta. No one is another. So, you should know this very openly.
Like father, like son.
So, I am Bhakti Vedanta. And he was Bhakti Vedanta. Perhaps he was junior in this name. I am senior to.
After you, he received this.
Oh, from me. By my request. He was ready to take sannyas and Guru Maharaj gave. And I was what? Like Purohit.
Priest.
First sacrifice. Done everything. So, in this way, in sannyas, he is junior to me. I am senior to him. But he is. My guru, Sikshavu, anyhow. I'm his disciple. So I'm Bhakti Vedanta. So I'm his own also. Don't think that I'm out of his own.
Haribo!
So, those who accept this disciplic line, they are all his own. Prapujya Charan, Srisimad Bhakti, Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, all they were ISKCON. You know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has accepted that Pujyapad Siddhartha Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, anywhere.
I know. So, all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, they are ISKCON, not. Those who are false ego that we are ISKCON, all others are not ISKCON.
They will go bankrupt.
Or they are going back.
Bankrupt.
Very easy.
Bankrupt.
They are really not ISKCON. If they are not accepting our all gurus and not respect. So you should always respect all who have taken shelter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether they are initiated or not, give them proper respect. This is the idea of a real ISKCON. We should be. We should not see that he is disciple of others, not from my Gurudev. Don't be like a boss.
Sectarian.
Be open. Give respect to all. Those who are chanting name, Hare Krishna and accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or Guru line, all there. I have come to tell you all these things. I am happy that all the devotees here, local devotees and all are coming. Some sectarians, they don't know all these things. They may not. So any Vaishnava having this idea, you should honor them that they are in Mahaprabhu family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Always respect. Also, don't quarrel. Like now, some devotees are quarreling themselves. Don't quarrel. If you are giving respect to each other, sometimes, always in Krishna festival, sometimes Mahaprabhu birthday here and there, you should invite all and give passage each other. Remember our the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, and try to follow. If you are doing so, you will not fall. Otherwise, you may fall down. I have told so many things in only 7 days. I want to tell something more. I want that, like Bajar in America, they have started a school for children of devotees. Why not here? I want that here also the children should be educated in Vaishnavism from beginning. Like in Bajar, very good school is running there. No qualified teachers, but I know that some teachers may be more qualified than authorized, the government.
Government schools.
You should start. We will also help if you will. I think that board here, make a board for all my Prabhu, Vrindavalla Prabhu, Dinbandhu Prabhu, all senior devotees. They are very qualified. My daughters are also so much qualified. So make a school also for children. Don't delay. And think that after some time, qualified teachers will be there, like Bajar. And all children should be well educated. So this community will rise. Don't criticize each other. Don't quarrel. And thus make a very beautiful community here, ideal, where all Vaishnava can come. Don't block the door for anyone, like now ISKCON does. You should not do. Don't always open your door. This door also, we have come to tell you, our religion is praying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna prema pradayate.
And if you are in that line and quarreling, what is that prem? Charity begins from home. So first you should be trained for prem. If you have no prem to all living beings, how you can have your prem to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Radha and Krishna? Can you have also this thing to trees, creepers and worms and animals also, but be careful in the way line of Sri Rupa Goswami. Always follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami. I'm telling you that I told you about dharma, that Sannyasi Maharaj asked that question. Dharma are of three kinds: anitya dharma, namitik dharma and nitya dharma. Nitya dharma, namitik dharma and anitya dharma. What is the translation?
Internal religion, temporary religion and occasional religion.
Eternal religion, namitik, what namitik?
Occasional.
But try to keep the name same. Occasional cannot really that. In bracket we can keep it occasional. But nitya dharma is nitya dharma. Eternal. And namitti and anitya. There are so many kinds of religions in world. Really they are not dharma. So what is nitya dharma? Eternal. That is love and affection for Krishna. And that will come in this world, how manifested? In four kinds. Oh, that is the nature of Madhyam Adhikari. Have a respect, love and affection, Preeti to have Vaishnava. For equal, giving respect to them, Vaishnava Ji. And those who are
junior,
have a love and affection, but how? Helping them. Hari Katha. And those who are like neutral, offensive, neglect them. This is, if you are doing, then do prem to Krishna. And subserving, serving. But, like Madhyama, what we can do? You should.
The symptoms of Madhyama Adhikari devotee is Premamati Kripa Peksha Jagruti Samadhyama. That a devotee who is well situated in Madhyama Adhikari, he has the power of discrimination. And how does he choose that? First of all, he will have deep love and attachment for the divine couple, for their lordships. That is called prem. Then,
prem will be only in Krishna. Here, Krishna means Radha Krishna, his associate, Mahaprabhu, his associate.
And then, Maitri. Maitri can be divided in three levels. Those who are senior to us and more advanced and exalted, we can have the mood of service towards them in a friendly manner. And those who are equal to that same level, we have a loving exchange with them. And those who are somewhat junior to us, we have a friendly relation with them with affectionate mood. So this is comes under the term Maitri. Then Kripa. Kripa means being merciful towards those who are beginners on this path, namely Kanishtha Adhikaris, because they need loving care to bring them up to a higher level of consciousness. Then the fourth stage is upeksha. A Madhyamavikari devotee, he neglects those people who are completely averse to Krishna consciousness, or those who are having the demonic mentality. They are offenders, they do not want to listen. So this is also one form of mercy. Why? By this way, Madhyamavikari devotee is actually blessing them that in the future they may be able to develop some samskaras.
So we should try to follow these things. Now come to that point. What is anitya? Anitya dharma. Where in that philosophy there is no need of Ishwar, Upasana, God. No God. God is not there in that philosophy. And soul is not eternal. Well, they think that this body is myself. And all his mineness. Oh, this son is mine, wife is mine, and all these things. I'm Australian. I'm from England. I'm American. I'm Buddha. I'm this. I'm Indian. Where I am, and mineness. That, oh, my son, my daughter, my bed, my garden, my all this. They think like this. Oh, they are called anitya. And that what they do, they is called anitya dharma. Well, the philosophy is that Brahma is there. God is there. And Atma is eternal also. But not accepting real bhakti. What they like, they do to please Him. These are what? Namitya. And where? God is there, supreme. And jiva are all eternal. And where there is a theory that all the jivas are eternal servant of Supreme Lord. And they follow strictly the principles of a real bhakti. Oh, this is called
Nitya Dharma.
Nitya Dharma. So you should know all these things. Whether you are Nitya, in Nitya Dharma, eternal Dharma, or Namitik Dharma, knowing all this but not totally following, then it will be Namitik. And where you are following all these things but no belief in name, no belief in Krishna, no saranagati, no faith is strong. Oh, this is anitya dharma. Try to follow eternal nitya dharma. And we have come and our classes is going to follow this. What do you want to ask?
You
ask.
Frame
on
my tree.
Yeah, how can that be in the Madhyama Adhikari?
Because only the
Uttama Adhikari has frame. Madhyama Adhikari are of three kinds. Madhyam Kanishta, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Oh, Madhyam Uttam by turns, oh, eight Ashtakali Lila they can do. They are qualified to. In Madhyam Madhyam they will begin. Raganuga Bhakti. So they can do. Yeah, Prem means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has
told.
Oh, so much thick
attachment.
Attachment to Krishna.
Madhyama Uttam is in Bhakti?
Yes. Wow. So we should try to follow all these things. So I'm giving thanks to you that you are managing all these things. And try to do as I told. Here good center is there. There are all kinds of people. Any Vaishnava comes, you should try to respect, whether he is in that and that or not. But he should be Vaishnava. Don't believe in Mayavadi. Don't associate with them. Now, you should know some basic principles of our Vaishnavism. What are they? Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rasadim tadbhinan sasya jivan prakritkavalitam veda ved prakasam sakalmapi sadhanam hare bhakti tatpriti meva tupadesati ganan gaurucham. You should try to know all what are the 9, 10 principles, dashmo. Oh, whether ladies devotees or male devotees, they should know all these 10 principles. There are 2 teachings. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Bani, the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 2, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Brajai Shatanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramyapkachutupasana, Bajubad Bhargaina Jakalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Matho Maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradar Nampara. So both are one. But essence of the first or second word, Aradhyogam, is the essence of first. So what is that? You should define one by one. One you on like this. Amna hai. What is Amna? Also note down the 10 principles in your heart and in your paper. And where needed, you can boldly tell, oh, this is our philosophy.
Amnaya, Amnaya Praha. This means to accept the Vedic teachings as they are coming down in undisciplined succession. So in the Vedas, there are vast teachings which are there, but not all the teachings in the Vedas are accepted in the line of pure devotional service. So Amnaya Praha means specifically those teachings within the Vedic scriptures which are taken by our predecessor acharyas and which are given to us in line of disciplic succession. This is Amnaya Praha.
What is the second? Shyamrani.
The Amnaya is in and of itself separate, and then it establishes the praman, or what is the evidence. That is the Vedic scriptures accepted by our Guru Parampara. And then there are 9 principles that the Vedic literatures that are accepted by our Guru Parampara establish, and that is called the Prameya. And the first is that Hari, Sri Krishna, Brajendranandan Sri Krishna, is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He's the Advaita Gyan Paramtattva. He's one without a second, and all other incarnations, manifestations are coming from him. He's Amsi, or the source of all avatars, and other incarnations, Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, are all emanations from him, is the first Prameya established by the Praman or the Amnaya.
Something more? Oh, you said no. Word Brahma and also Allah, God, though they are having some meaning. Brahma means, oh, very high. What?
Bihati, 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 teacher.
Who is perhaps most bigger, biggest? He is called
Brahma.
Also Allah. What is meaning of Allah? most biggest. But Bhagavad Sabda has very sweet meanings. A tattva who cannot be, who can be so much opulent, having so much opulent, bigger, but if he cannot be very minute and fine, then how he can be God? He cannot be. Krishna in both ways. He is most biggest. Whole world is in his one. And he is everywhere. In the minute.
In every atom.
In the one sun rays particles, he is there also. One thing, Krishna is everywhere. He is in us. He is in creepers, trees, a stone, dry stones, everywhere, in this book. But why they are not speaking? If Krishna is everywhere, in atoms, in trees, creepers, we speak because Krishna is here. But why that book is not speaking? Why? Can you?
Because you have Chaitan and Achaitan. Jat and...
But Krishna is here.
Krishna is there, but nature of the soul is that has free will.
And in simple words you should say there is no soul. No Jivatma. Where Jivatma and Paramatma both. There, or they can, we can speak. Who are we? Or soul. But in who? Or Krishna is there, but not soul. So he can. In trees, soul and super soul both are there. So they feel. And in their language they may tell.
Achadichyata.
So, Krishna is supreme. He can be minor, minor of the minor. And he can be biggest and biggest. Oh, Narayan has so many opulences. God has so many opulences. But they think that he has no shape, he cannot come to us. But Krishna can come. Narayan cannot come. He cannot descend in his that form. But Krishna, very sweet. He is very tricky, very lovely. He can come like a son, like most beloved, like friends. Narayan cannot come. God, Khuda, Allah, they cannot come like this. So Krishna is supreme. Hari Paramatattva. Then Sarva Shaktiman. What? I will ask whether my lady daughters and sons. I will ask. Just now I will.
Krishna is almighty in Sarva Shaktiman. Krishna has so many powers like Jeev Shakti, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti. These three are prominent. Actually, Shakti is one. It's called Antaranga Shakti or Radhini Shakti or Para Shakti. According to Krishna's desire, their function is different. So in Upanishad, they told, Natasya Karyam Karanancha Vidyate. Natat samasya badikasya drishyate parasya shakti vividaiva shriyate sabhaviki jnana valakiyacha natasya karyam karanancha vidyate. In this world, everything depends on cause and action theory. At first it will come in cause, after that we can see in action. But for Bhagavan, for Krishna, natasya karyam karanancha vidyate is beyond of cause and action theory. Natat samasya vadikasya drishyate. No one is equal to him. What to say about bigger, super to him? So it's called asamartha tattva or anurdha saman tattva or asamartisaya tattva. So no one is equal to him. What to say about super to him? Superior to him. Parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. And his parasakti is known as so many ways, like sabhavik, gyan, bol, kriyacha. Gyan means samvit. Predominantly of samvit is Krishna himself. And bol means sandhini shakti. Predominantly of sandhini shakti is Baladev Prabhu himself. And kriya means ananda, radhini shakti. Predominantly of radhini shakti, Srimati Radha Thakurani herself.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
The Krishna is sarva shaktiman. Yoga Maya. We cannot see Krishna with these eyes and with this intelligence. We cannot touch Krishna by these senses. He is beyond our limit. But when Krishna wishes, he calls Yoga Maya. And then Yoga Maya touches this world and Krishna also. And at that time anyone can see Krishna. Some believe that he is God of gods and some cannot. Kansa. And Krishna touch his body. Charana Mushtika also touch their body. Krishna. But they never realize that he is. All them. Also, Duryodhana saw, Jarasandha saw, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, all they saw Ram. He is also Krishna, but they never realized. But those who have some association of high class Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Yoga Maya, they can realize that time. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yoga Maya made us to see him. So he is Sarva Shakti. Then, for you. Sarva Shakti. Rana. Prasanna. What?
How is Krishna manifest in Pradhan?
Pradhan.
By Pradhan Krishna, manifest this world. Where there is air, water,
ether,
and all these things. This is called Pradhan. But this is material. Pradhan is material. But it is also a Shakti that is called Maya Shakti.
Bahiranga
Shakti. It is not eternal. But this power is eternal. And she manifests this material world, it is called Pradhan.
Next, Sri Gopinath Thakur is telling that Krishna is also referred as Rasabhim. Ras Abhim means the ocean of Ras, or from whom all the Rasa or Mellow are emanating from. In Vedas, Krishna is also referred as Raso Vaisaha, that he is the original cause or originator, fountainhead of all the Rasa. He is himself, he is embodiment of Ras. Then what does this mean? We heard just before this point that Krishna is all powerful and he has one potency which is completely transcendental. That potency manifests in so many innumerable ways and fulfills Krishna's desire. Three main aspects of his internal potency are also known as Sambit, Haladini, and Sandhini. The Haladini Shakti, which is the pleasure potency of the Lord, is actually the cause of his pleasure. And these three aspects of Chit Shakti, they are affecting all the activities of internal potency, marginal potency, and external potency. That means that whatever bliss or anand which anyone feels by the influence of these three energies is actually emanating from Krishna only. Why? Because it's non-different from his Shakti. Shakti, Shaktiman, Madhur Bhedam. Then, in this world, in the material world, due to the influence of external potency, all the jivas, they experience Jaranandha or material pleasure. That material pleasure is actually pervertive reflection of the internal potency or Haladini Shakti. Those who cross this level and they are able to come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma or they are experiencing Brahmanand, that is also reflection from that internal potency of the Lord. And in its purest stage, in Golok Vrindavan and all the spiritual worlds, Haladini Shakti is giving all the pleasure to the Lord. So that is why Krishna is said that he is fountainhead of all the rasa that everyone from anywhere one can experience.
Aradhana, about jiva. More louder. Me.
So here,
big body and.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the fourth pramaya, which is the tattva of the jiva, or the living entity. Tapivanamsascha. So what is the meaning of vivanamsa tattva? That is jiva tattva or the soul. So one question is there, that Krishna himself is described as, Krishna's incarnations are described as Swamsa, but the jiva is described as vivanamsa. As Swamsa means Krishna's own part, and vivanamsa means Krishna's separated part and parcel. So when the Swamsa of Krishna comes in accompanied by his Chikshakti, this is known as Bhagavat Tattva. But when the same Bhagavat Tattva is endowed with his Jiva Shakti, or marginal potency, then that is known as Vivanamsa Tattva. So even though the Jiva is a Shakti, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Tattva Shakti, Veda Veda Prakash. Even though the Jiva is a Shakti, still he is endowed with some of the qualities of Bhagavat Tattva. For example, the jiva has minute independence, the jiva has minute desire, but these things are not present in Shakti Tattva. So because the jiva has some of the qualities of Bhagavat Tattva and some of the qualities of Shakti Tattva, therefore he is known as Vivanamsa Tattva. So Srila Tulsidas Goswami in his Ramchitamanas, Ishwara Aung Sajiva Abhinasi Chaitanamala Sahasukarasi.
No need.
So, and Krishna also...
only give example from our scripture.
So Krishna also says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Mamamevamsa Jivalokaya Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Mamamevamsa. Krishna says, all jivas are my answer, my separate parts and parcels.
So two kinds of jivas coming from Krishna. This is the thing. What is Veda Ved? Can you? Veda Ved? Oh, be ready for drama play. They should be there.
Following the discussion of the jiva given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Veda Veda Prakasham, that the all, the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. In other words, God is everything, but everything is not God. So Krishna, this is the difference between the Shankara's monist philosophy and a refinement of the various schools of Vaishnava thought, Madhva, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, and Nimadicha Swami. We discussed this in class the other day. They gave different understandings of how Brahman, the Absolute Truth, is transformed or changed. And Lord Chaitanya, he clarified this with his supreme philosophy of Achincha Beda Beda Tattva, which means that Brahman, the supreme truth, itself doesn't change, but its Parashakti, which Madhava Maharaj just discussed, its supreme energy causes transformations. An example can be given of like the sun. The sun itself remains in the sky, but by its energy of light and heat, it causes so many things to happen. In this material world, clouds form by evaporation from the waters, and they again cool and cause rain. Flowers draw energy from the sun and produce so many colors. So this way, the sun itself remains unchanged, but by its energies, so many things are transforming and going on. So in one sense, nothing is independent from its source or the origin, and yet nothing is also equal to it. So we can say that a plant is nothing but the energy of the sun, but we can't say that the plant itself is the sun. So in this way, everything is one with and yet different from Krishna.
Thank you. In essence, we can see jiva are all not different from Krishna and different also in the same time. They have come from where? Shakti. Formation of Shakti. Not really like Swamsa. So there are some difference and some
non-difference.
Jivas has some qualities of Brahma. Some qualities. But not all. They cannot create. They cannot be like swans. They can be covered at any time. So there is some but. Difference and non-difference. But this difference and non-difference is not
conceivable.
When? Only by Guru's words, that is by Amnaya, Vedas, Shastra, those who are. By that we can know. Otherwise we can know.
You said the jiva can always be covered, has the tendency to be covered.
Yes.
But 2 days ago you were speaking in Jiva Dharma how Baladev manifests certain jivas who are going to be eternal associates.
So there are no jivas.
What the word is jiva though?
No, there are no words. There are all parikar.
To make us understand.
Only jivas are called here in this. So all can be covered. No. They are called what? Parishat.
Parikar.
And they are called Nitya.
Parikar.
Nitya Mukta.
Nitya Mukta. They are here not Nitya Mukta. They are Nitya Baddha. But Nitya Baddha for? For anadi, but they can be liberated.
Yes, they can be covered.
So now, what is sadhan? You
problem. Microphone, please.
Prajavalla Prabhu.
What is sadhan? Sadhan is the process by which the jiva can free himself from the realm of Maya, as well as...
This is external.
This is external.
What is internal?
Shuddha Bhakti. After Anyabhilasita Sunyam.
By sadhan, by bhakti, we can achieve bhava and gradually pray. Sadhan is what? Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pavu, Siman, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakkam, Mo, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shraman, Mathurava, Simutti, Sattva. Among them, most prominent, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Among them,
Kirtan.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Nam Kirtan. Tarmadya Sarvashesh,
Nam Sankirtan.
Oh, Nam Sankirtan means Nam. Name is Radha and Krishna himself. This is the best sovereign among all. And by that we can achieve what? Oh, prem. This prem is prayojana.
Sabha.
Then now, what?
Sadhyam Dakshiti.
10. First is evidence. And that evidence is
Amnat,
that is has been accepted by our Guru Parampara. Among them, Srimad Bhagavati is supreme most. And then?
2 to 8,
Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan. And then?
Abhidheya.
And Krishna Prem Priyoja. So Krishna is supreme without second. Advaita Gyan Paratattva. He is ocean of rasa. He is Sarva Shaktiman. Two kinds of jivas coming from him. Difference and non-difference between jivas and Supreme God. And sadhana is Suddha Bhakti. And then prem, and that is called Priyush. So 10. So all should remember in brief all the 10. And in Jaiva Dharma it has been given. Now, my thanks to you all, those who anyhow assembled here. By word even, you have some sympathy. I pray Krishna to sprinkle his mercy to all. Those who have helped by money or by their energy, to them also, I am praying Krishna to be merciful and me, Chaitanya. And those by giving classes and by money and by all means hold their energy, oh, for them also. Oh, dhanyabad to them.
Thanks
to them also. And I am praying to Krishna. Also those who are singing, those who are helping me in any way, to them also, that their love and affection for Krishna and some attachment to Krishna name should develop. They should not be weak. Never. So, my heartly blessings to you all. Oh, then Bandhu Prabhu wants to speak something.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, you.
Hare Krishna.
So who has begged after her sacrifice, some of them has given to Gurudev, who has not given yet, please come and offer to Gurudev.
I told them to give
them. Something after that.
I also thought.
Who neglected?
He told them I did here.
And did all this something after that? Who has taken initiation yesterday and today? They are now will be announced also after Dinobandhu's true speech.
Very quickly, you should bring.
Hare Krishna.
Have you been door to door?
Yes, I was quickly come up to the
7 door at least.
In the main
door,
we need to have an honor
to the devotees.
I will send you to door. That's you should lose your position.
I can. Before you can shift back right through the center.
Not from the devotees. To door to door.
And also we need 2 meters gap in the front of the stage. Also, many devotees I forgot to thank personally,
you are happy,
who have done so much
very
help for us.
Your wife also?
But in particular,
initiation from
I forgot to thank Mother Mohan Prabhu and his wife and family who have agreed to head up the cooking this year. So my thanks to them in particular as well. Very well. And all others who are here, including my Prabhu from the Kalat, I love Mishra, Jagadish Pandit, Sonya, Madhavar Prabhu and his wife.
Thank you.
Last but not least, please don't think that because Srila Gurudev is going in the morning that our festival is over.
Happy?
We invite you all to stay for the next 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Tomorrow night, Tuesday, we will have a program again here. And the senior disciples of Srila Gurudev will speak here tomorrow night. Also remember that we're giving feast every night.
Thus ends the class on the 18th of February 2002 in the evening in Mubilamba. Hare Krishna.